You are listening to a podcast from the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. The views expressed in this podcast are of the individual contributor and not necessarily those of HMDT.
When the killing started, to be honest, everyone was involved, our neighbours, friends, but we didn't know the killings were to the extent of what happened. But after a few days, a neighbor, we thought they came to steal from his house, but they found he was very ill, but they killed him. We buried him, and I was told from a friend of mine that our family was next. We had several meetings with the church leader, the authority, to try to protect people, few people who came from around. But after like a week, we had thousands of them coming to seek refuge at the church. The genocide, the killing started 5 to 10 days. So we gathered women and children inside the church and inside the school. And we, men and boys and girls, churchyard, so protecting them. So we could see how houses burning behind us. But still, we did think that people would come and kill everyone there. After a few days, we were attacked by the whole population, to be honest. Mm. But we fought with stone for about a week. The mayor at that time brought soldiers. We thought they were there to protect us. That's where the killing started, because they started firing to the crowd. That time we were still outside the church. So women and young ones, old people were still inside. So they started throwing grenades, firing to the crowd. That day we lost so many people. I remember a friend of mine who they threw a grenade and his body was not far from where I was fighting with them. Scattered everywhere, his body. And the second day, they came again. So this time they pushed us inside. We were 45,000 people there. So there was huge space there. They pushed us inside, still fighting with them. That second day, we lost so many people again. So in that evening, that's where I decided to hide with my friends. There was a cow house, or the priest cow house. They had these European cows. So we went to hide in the ceiling, because they came to steal, to take the cows first, and we were in the ceiling of the house. That was like 6 o'clock. About 8 o'clock, we decided to flee the country. So there was a lake, Kivu, which separates Rwanda and Democratic Congo, Republic of Congo. It's very huge. So we decided to swim. We were 12, including myself. We went in the water about 9 p.m. We stayed there the whole night. The following morning, my friends were very tired because of the tiredness, drowning one by one. We stayed the day, the other night. So I reached the end of myself. I was rescued by a fisherman who took me home and they gave me to eat. I went. Mm-hmm. I stayed with the fisherman for a few days. So I joined my uncle, who was in Congo, mm-hmm. was a refugee from 59. And when the genocidal government was thrown out, so he came back to Rwanda. It was 95, that's where I came with him. I was very disturbed and I didn't even want to finish my studies. My friend, a priest friend of mine, convinced me to finish my second school. Yeah, I finished my second school in 97. And after that, my uncle was in charge of health sector in the area. So he put me in charge of a health center. I was still too young, but I was in charge of 42. I stayed there for 8 months, and I decided to leave the country because there was no I was not happy, to be honest, even though I want to study, and there was no way I could continue my studies there. So I decided to leave the country. So I came in 99. I've been here since.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. To find out further information, please visit www.hmd.org.uk.